Is your voice unique?
Each of us has a different voice.
But is it like a fingerprint?
Could it identify you?
Our voices all have different qualities. This is mine. Hello, it's...
somewhere between estuary and received pronunciation.
And that was Professor Peter French. And this voice you may recognise.
BBC News at midnight. David Cameron has repeated his promise to force energy companies to switch customers to their lowest tariffs. Despite criticism that the policy is a...
Hello, Dave. So was that Charlotte?
It wasn't Charlotte. It was a reasonable impression, but the system says it definitely wasn't Charlotte.
David Beeson, by analysing that voice with a computer, he was able to prove it wasn't Charlotte Green. It was, in fact...
Jan Ravens, I'm probably best known as an impressionist on things like Spitting Image and Dead Ringers. I'm listening, first of all, say, to vowel sounds. Then I go for consonants. So if you think of Joe Brand, the T's and D's are sort of slightly sort of muffled. Or her K's are quite sort of claggy.
You've probably noticed in my pronunciation of sounds like K. Can you hear? Someone carrying out a forensic speaker comparison analysis would be listening out for those sort of little features like that that pick out Peter French from other Geordies gone up market.
A bit of self-diagnosis by York University professor Peter French. In his laboratory, he works on the forensic identification of voices.
Probably one of our most challenging cases is a case widely known as the Yorkshire Ripper hoaxer.
I'm Jack. I see you are still having no look catching me.
A tape was sent by post to the chief investigating officer from a man purporting to be the Yorkshire Ripper.
I have the greatest respect for you, George, but Lord, you are no nearer catching me now.
But it was a hoax that held up the hunt for the Yorkshire Ripper. When the hoaxer, a man called John Humble, was caught, Peter French proved it was his voice on tape.
We were able to produce a comparison, which was subsequently used in the investigation and in the trial.
Welcome to VB Bank Demo. Please key in your session ID, followed by...
At the offices of Nuance Communications, they build computer systems designed to spot a different kind of hoaxer.
So I'm going to show you a demonstration of one of our voice biometrics products. It's using your voice. You're setting up your voice as your password.
Thank you. Please count from 0 to 9 after the beep, followed by the pound key.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Thank you. You have been successfully authenticated.
A computer voice recognition system stops me getting into Dave Beeson's bank account.
Please count from 0 to 9 after the beep, followed by the pound key.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I'm sorry, but the system could not authenticate you.
The company sees a bright future for this kind of voice identification used with other security measures.
So today, most recently, in the UK market, the biggest name to announce its use is Barclays Wealth.
The smooth voice of Dave's colleague, Sebastian Reeve.
And they're using a technology called Free Speech, which listens to the customer talking to the person in the contact centre. So it's telling the person in the contact centre as the conversation's proceeding, is this the person they claim they are?
If I was to try and sound like you, I'm not a talented impressionist, so I won't. But if I were, would it work still?
Absolutely, because most impressionists are not going to go to the lengths of having all of their physical attributes changed to match the person they're trying to impersonate.
It's your body that helps shape your voice, and you can't fake that. Although you can try.
All those resonating chambers, you know, the sort of the narrowness of your nose or, you know, how high your cheekbones, you know, like Tess Daly, those big high cheekbones, and it's all resonating upwards.
Jan Ravens.
Or if somebody's got, a huge, it's very sort of like Clarissa Dixon Wright is quite sort of, substantial, and that affects the resonance because all the resonance is coming sort of through all the double chins.
But because our voices are only a product of our unique physiology, Peter French thinks automatic voice identification systems will never be perfect.
So what the automatic systems measure is the output of the human vocal tract. An analogy might be something like a gunshot. If you were to look at the inside of a gun barrel and take a physical impression of it, say on a bullet which is pushed through the barrel, you'll find all sorts of little odd marks and striations which will identify a barrel. We're not doing that. We're not looking at the gun barrel. We're looking at the bang.